the story that Jenny was talking to us about earlier. It's from Mark chapter 4 and beginning at verse 35 on page 1006. Jesus calms the storm. Mark 4, verse 35. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
We have slide one, please, Nicole. We'll see if the... Right, if you can't see the screen at any point, then just... Pardon? Yep. Hello, is that better? Right, if the screen is not clear at any point, then tell me and I'll switch the lights off. But... good morning. You know, it seems a long time since Jan and I were last here on a Sunday morning, so perhaps I should introduce myself. My name's Tim, and I have the privilege of leading the team of Cap Money coaches, the ones who recently completed their first Cap course. And I thought before we get into God's Word, I'd just give you a bit of feedback about that course, because it went really well. From our point of view, it went really well. We had 10 people on the course, which is a good response for our first one, we thought, and we had a wide variety of people, so from people from the congregation, people who we'd like to be in the congregation, and some people who Cap sent along from rugby who we'd never seen before at all. So that was really good. And the age range was good as well. We had a student and we had someone who was retired. So that was the age span. And we hope that through that course they'll be able to get a good handle on their finances and manage their money well. I would ask you that you continue to pray for them. I know we've prayed for the people who are going to come on the course. Would you continue to particularly to pray for those 10 people, that God continues to bless their efforts in managing their money. You know, God's given us this resource through CAP, and let's pray into that situation so that their lives improve. So, more about CAP, and let's get into God's Word this morning. We're like one of over 500 churches this year that are celebrating or have celebrated CAP Sunday. And CAP as an organisation is really serious about helping people get out of debt and tackling the issues that cause people to get into debt. I wonder if you know that mental illness is a big problem associated with debt. One in four of us will suffer from mental illness at some point in our lives. And today we're going to look how poverty, debt, unemployment and addiction can cause a storm of mental health issues. We're also going to celebrate how God is using CAP and the church to calm that storm, to bring God's peace into thousands of people's lives. You'll have the opportunity to get involved with your prayers, with your time, and by giving financially to the cause. I wonder if we could have the next slide, please, Nicole. Let's look again at Mark chapter 4. As we've heard, as evening came, Jesus wanted to cross to the other side of the lake. So they set out in a boat and left the crowds behind, although other boats followed. And soon a fierce storm came up and high waves were breaking into the boat. It began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat. That was the bit that struck me, with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" And when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." The wind stopped and there was a great calm. And he asked the disciples, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man," they asked each other, "that even the wind and waves obey him?" The disciples were in deep trouble, in the middle of a rough storm in open water. This wasn't any ordinary storm either. Matthew, in the Greek, calls it seismos, which is the Greek word for earthquake. Their fishing boat was being wildly tossed about in the sea. Now, in my mind, when they're talking about a fishing boat, this is not one of these big trawlers that go out into the North Sea and fish for cod and haddock and plaice and things like that, but it's just a small boat, not much bigger than a dinghy. And it was being wildly tossed about in this rough sea with enormous waves crashing all around them and the water filling up the boat. I imagine that the disciples at the time were bailing the water back out again as fast as they could. But it looked like their boat would sink at any time, so they were losing the battle and they were trapped in a storm that looked like it would sink their boat at any minute. They didn't know what to do, they were terrified. And you can hear the panic in their voices when they finally found Jesus asleep and said, "Don't you care that we're going to drown? Don't you care that we're going to drown?" they said. And if we could move to slide 4, please, Nicole. The picture on the screen shows a rough sea. But I think it's difficult to find a picture that vividly portrays the panic, anxiety, and fear and the hopelessness that comes from being trapped in a storm. The same feelings come from being trapped in a storm of poverty, trapped in a storm of debt, relentless wave after wave of demands and bills that you just can't pay, living in fear at every knock at the door, every letter, every phone call. No one will listen to you, nothing you do makes any difference. And you've tried everything, like even not eating to pay the bills. 67% of CAP clients have missed meals before seeking CAP's help. But it makes no difference. The debts just keep spiraling. Or you might be trapped in the storm of unemployment with every rejection letter adds to the feelings of worthlessness. You've tried so hard, but you just don't seem to be getting anywhere. The waves of rejection keep flooding over you. Or you might be trapped in the storm of addiction. Even though you know it's wrecking your life and your relationships, you do it again. You have no control. Trapped in the current and swept along by your addiction. Living with constant regret. You feel so alone. No one knows that you are out of your depth. You keep it hidden, thinking you are the only one. Your shame keeps you silent. There's no escape from the deep swirl of anxieties and worries in your mind. You come up for air, but they keep pulling you back under. Poverty and debt's visible effects are physical, but its most damaging impact is on people's emotional and mental health. People like Kylie, whose story we'll hear a bit later. If we can have the next slide, please, Nicole. 75% of CAP clients sought medical help on account of anxiety, depression, or stress, and 38% considered suicide as the only way out, with a shocking 11% attempting it. It's when we feel at our lowest ebb, in a moment of desperation, when we're out of options. When we feel there's no hope and we're looking around in panic to see a way out. In those moments, when it feels like God is asleep and we feel so alone, we cry out. We cry out, "Don't you care that we're going to drown?" Just as the disciples called upon Jesus for help. Thousands of people are crying out for us to help. Every 6 minutes, someone in the full flood of the storm is ringing CAP's helpline. Every 6 minutes, someone's ringing CAP, crying out for help. They're ringing CAP, but they're calling upon the church. They're calling upon God's people to help them. They're calling on you and me. It's in that moment that they need us, Jesus' representatives, to step into the boat with them. They need us to speak to the wind and the waves, to calm the storm of poverty and say, "Be still." In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 5 and verse 20, he calls for us to be Christ's ambassadors and to speak for him. It says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf." And in Proverbs 38 and 31, verse 8 and 9, he calls us to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves, to defend the poor and the needy. To speak up, it says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy." He calls us to calm the storm of poverty here in Long Buckby and the surrounding area. He wants to use us, his people, his church, to be channels of his peace and to calm the waves of anxiety, stress and depression. And you know, that's exactly what thousands of people and hundreds of churches are doing all across the UK. And they do it by partnering with CAP, giving their time and their money. CAP stills the storm of debt in partnership with over 300 churches who are CAP debt centres across the UK. Now, in a CAP debt centre, the debt coach and their team of befrienders from those churches visit clients in their homes to support them and to love them. And whilst they're doing that, CAP's award-winning debt counselling teams get to work at head office. CAP takes all those demanding letters and chaos away. They make sense of it for the clients. They put it all into a budget that will give people a way out of their debt, a way out of their debt and into a future with help, filled with hope. You see, a CAP budget means that rent and bills are paid on time. It means a food allowance so that they can buy proper meals for their family. It means the electricity is paid so that they can heat their house in winter. CAP speaks up for their clients by negotiating with creditors to get unfair interest and charges reduced or stopped, and affordable repayment plans set up. CAP calms the storm. CAP silences the noise of the constant phone calls and the endless demands, the relentless bills dropping through the door, and the knocks on the door from the bailiffs. This unique powerhouse combination of the church on the ground and CAP's caseworkers at head office means they support thousands of people through life's ups and downs until they are debt-free. People are not alone. And it really works. not only do people become debt-free, they stay debt-free. CAP recently contacted their debt-free clients and found that 93% of them had stayed debt-free, and 82% still use a budget to keep control of their money. This is the reason why Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert, cannot sing CAP's praises highly enough. He says they're unsurpassed when it comes to debt help. CAP also runs 300 job clubs for the unemployed, 300 release groups, 300 life skills groups, and these groups are calming the storm caused by unemployment through the job clubs. The storms caused by addiction through the release groups, and the storms caused by lack of key life skills in the key life groups. These groups are set up within one of CAP's partner churches, providing people with friendship and love. Group members find people who care, people who will listen, people who are concerned. They find that they're not alone. And they also gain the practical skills and confidence they need to find a job, to be released from an addiction, or learn those vital life skills so they can live well on a low income. These groups really work. Some more statistics for you. 42% of job club members find work. 1 in 3 release group members are taking control of their addictions by reaching their freedom goal. And every year, CAP calms the storm of poverty for over 21,500 people. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." As the mental storm of worries and anxieties about poverty calms, people have the space to open their minds and hearts to God. That's why over 1,000 people a year are becoming Christian through CAP's work, all in partnership with amazing churches like this one. Let's watch Kylie's story, just one of those 21,500 people CAP helps every year. Someone who suffered mental health issues because of her debt. Kylie is a mum to 4 gorgeous children. Just before we watch it, can I pray that God will open your heart and your mind to see with fresh eyes what it's like for people suffering with mental health issues, for people suffering as a result of debt and poverty.
It's dark, this place. Oppressively dark. At sea, open waters, deep trouble. It drowns me. No one knows that I'm way out of my depth, that I'm in debt. Keep swimming, the shore can't be far. But I've been out here for days, or is it months, years? Alone. I am alone. That's the worst part, that no one knows. I never thought that would be me. I never thought I'd feel so weak. I never thought I would struggle to give my kids what they need, but they need, and I have nothing to give. If I blur out this ocean, this black, this blue, it hurts less. I feel less. My mind in tatters, gripped by anxiety. When was the last time I laughed? Smiled? When was the last time I breathed? Without taking in water. I just don't know what happened. how I got here, how I fell into the struggle of not eating, of ends not meeting, of hungry, of cold, of lonely, endlessly attacked by these waves of darkness and despair and devastation, of threats and guilt and accusation, of day after day, day after day, depression, rock bottom, wave after wave. Does it never end? They're building and breaking, they're breaking, I'm breaking. I throw all my might into this one sound. Save me! Save me! Quiet. What is this sound? I'm not sure I've heard it before. Stillness. What is it? I don't think I've ever felt like this. A hand reaches for me. You reached for me. You pulled me out of the water and wanted nothing in return. I felt warm in my skin, warmth in my soul. For the first time in years, I saw light. Brilliant light. Like first thing in the morning, blazing the darkness, the end of the night. Unconditional support, inexhaustible kindness, a peace that surpassed all conceivable understanding. You saw me. You found me. You lifted me. And I breathe. Last.
Are we still working? There are thousands of people, just like Kylie, who are being battered about by the storm of debt and poverty. They're living with anxiety, with stress, depression, with nowhere to turn. They feel alone and completely hopeless. They see no way out. They're crying out to God and His church to help them. Every 6 minutes, someone like Kylie is ringing God, the CAPS helpline, crying out for help. Will we be the ones to answer that call? It costs CAP £5 to answer the helpline to someone like Kylie and say that a friendly debt coach is on their way. One in three of CAP's clients wait for over 3 years to ring because they think there's no way out and there's no one to help. When they do pluck up courage, they first hear that there is hope. Some cry with relief, but some shout for joy. One of these little blue things on. Okay, so depending on the state of your colour blindness, they're either blue or green. But one of these little things, and somewhere around here there's an envelope. And one of these little things will help CAP answer the phone. Or you can pick up your mobile phone and you can text still to 70660. Furthermore, if you fill in the slip, that £5 will become £6.30 or something, whatever an extra 25% is, if you're a taxpayer. There's a basket here at the front. If you'd like to do that today, then you can do so, and I'll send the money off to CAP. It costs £48 for a debt counsellor to create that, from that chaos of debt, a workable budget that will see someone like Kylie become debt-free. Can you give £48 to offer someone a budget that will calm the storm of their debt? Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. John 14, chapter 14, verse 27. Can we do the same? Can we calm the storm of debt, give someone the gift of peace? CAP is on a mission to have 1,000 CAP centres covering the UK by 2021, to bring its life-changing help to more people like Kylie, who are in desperate need. They get no government funding. They get no government funding largely because they believe that Jesus is the real answer. So on behalf of people like Kylie, the thousands of them, whom CAP will help through your generosity, I want to thank you for what you're going to do today. Let's pray together. Norman, would you come and lead us in prayer, please?
Thank you, Tim. I don't know about you, but I felt, watching that film, the appalling emptiness and despair when those waves were crashing and building up. I don't know whether you felt that, but it really got to me. And it's something that I think those of us who... Well, sometimes films like that really bring things down to you. Now, I think prayer can sometimes, people outside of this building, I think, be seen as a last resort. Prayer can't do much, better than nothing, I suppose. Well, God doesn't do magic. He doesn't solve problems. He doesn't come down from on high. He relies on people. He uses people. As Nelson Mandela said, poverty is a man-made problem and mankind can solve it. So this is what we're going to pray about. We're going to pray particularly for people to be raised up to help. So let's pray now, and I'll pause from time to time and ask you to affirm with me, Lord, hear our prayer. Father God, you've provided the resources to solve the world's poverty. Near a home in the UK, there are some of the richest people in the world. While we are able to look forward to good food, warmth, and so on, there are many for which this is not true. Faced with this, we ask for strength, personal guidance, and direction to do God's will, to be his hands, and to be used. Lord, hear our prayer. We are united, rich and poor alike, by our humanity. It's not always easy to accept that when one of your children starves to death, we are also impoverished. We have allowed a brother to die. Poverty does that. Starvation comes from poverty, and we're part of that. So can we pray for the fire of the Holy Spirit to challenge us and lift us, such as CAP counsellors, who have been called by you to the front against this scourge. Empower, protect, and nourish them. And we pray also for those in that downward spiral. Poverty, hunger, hopelessness leading to addiction, depression, physical and mental problems, health issues, especially children, suicide, even homicide. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray that Cap and others can help them break the fall in their despair and turn their darkness to light, your light, shining through them, leading the way. We pray that more centres will develop. Cap have 600 centres. They're aiming for 1,000 by 2021. We just pray, Lord, that you'll rise up in people's hearts and stir them so that this can become true, as on earth, so in heaven. Lord, hear our prayer. So raise up more volunteers, Lord, more befriending, more walking alongside, leading people one-to-one out of poverty. Let your love be shared among us that many will come to know you through the care and love of others. Cap makes no secret of who has inspired their mission, and that fact alone has led many people out of the dark spiral to follow the Christian way. Let's pray especially for the impact of poverty on children, poor academic achievement, school dropout, abuse, neglect, behavioural and socio-emotional problems, physical health problems, developmental delays. Lord, hear our prayer. And then let's just pray about the whole area of mental health and addiction. We know that 1 in 4 people struggle or have struggled in this area, and others bound to be caused by the strictures of poverty. It's easy to shrug shoulders and say, not my concern, but it is. We've fallen short. Forgive us, Lord. We ask again, Lord, hear our prayer. And finally, I must depart just from this theme because it hit me so hard this morning, that storm that's breaking in so many lives. 300 plus deaths in Sinai. Not poverty this time, but a massive storm in their lives. Man-made, terrible. And I just would like to pray for the people in that area, people caught up in that, and even for the people who are caught up in the reprisals, the attacks from Egypt out to Rafah and other places. So let's just think silently of that. And I'll just repeat again, Lord, hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.